Good morning, people of God. We're glad to have you with us here on the Voice of the Shepherd from King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Repetition draws our attention to something that is important. In the book of Genesis, after Adam and Eve had fallen into sin, we are given the genealogy of Adam. And beginning with Adam, we see a repeated theme throughout all his descendants. So all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. So all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. So all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. Just one phrase describing the repeated trend for all Adam's descendants, and he died. We hear this phrase so many times, this constant drumbeat of death, that the unnatural death of man becomes natural, ordinary. For you and me, death is ordinary. But God did not create us to die. Death is a consequence of sin. The Apostle Paul explains, the wages of sin is death. Death does not recognize status, age, or fitness. Death comes to all sinners. Another repetition that we have in the Old Testament is the promise of the resurrection through the promised Messiah. The prophet Isaiah says, he will swallow up death forever, and your dead shall live. Together with my dead body they shall arise, awake and sing, you who dwell in dust. And Job declared, for I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God. The Old Testament believers look forward to the coming Messiah who would swallow up death by being swallowed up like Jonah in the belly of the fish and rising again. God's people would recognize his coming because of the signs that accompanied the Messiah: miracles of healing, preaching the good news, and raising the dead. In our lesson this morning, these two great repetitions of Scripture meet. We read from Luke chapter 7. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him. As he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a considerable crowd from the town was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said to her, do not weep. Then he came up and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And he said, young man, I say to you, arise. And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, saying, a great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people. And this report about him spread through the whole of Judea and all the surrounding country. The widow of Nain was helpless against death. She could do nothing to stop it. Today, despite the billions of dollars spent on health care, everyone still dies. We are helpless against death. Everyone is helpless against death, but not Jesus. Notice how he raised the widow's son. He simply spoke. He didn't pray to God. He didn't need God's power to bring him back to life, because Jesus is God. He is the Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary, who is Lord over the living and the dead, and his word brings life. Jesus said, young man, I say to you, arise. And he rose. This lesson teaches us two very important things. First, we see that Jesus has compassion on us. The widow of Nain had lost everything: her husband, her son, her security. Who would take care of her now? But Jesus says, do not weep. Then he gave her her only son back to her. Imagine the joy that Jesus brought this mother. Never had she thought to ask God to bring her son back to life, but he did. Jesus cares for our earthly lives. This miracle reveals to us who God is and the compassion that he has for you and me. Secondly, and most importantly, we see that Jesus has power over death. Jesus confronted death. We die because we sin. And so Jesus did battle with death and sin for all people of all time on the cross. The immortal Son of God died on the cross to bring eternal life to mortal mankind. Jesus died to pay for our sins. but death could not keep him. He rose on the third day. Jesus met death and won. And because Jesus lives, you can face death with confidence. Jesus is the source of life. He gave his life for you, and he gives his life to you. By taking away your sin, he has taken away your death. By his word, Jesus raised the dead man to life. As he promised, Jesus raised himself from the dead. And Jesus promises that on the last day, he will raise up all those who trust in his word to eternal life. Amen. You are listening to Pastor Abraham Fouksted on the Voice of the Shepherd, pastor at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Please join us for one of our services at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings in Waukon or at 11 a.m. in Kelmer. You can also find us on Facebook or at our website. May God bless your week.